Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Raisin Bran? You got to put Raisin Bran up there. Everybody knows it.
It's Mike Shope.
Listen, get your own stupid old dying person team and choose your own cereals.
And the Bulldog.
I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves.
That cereal is soggy. You reach into the fridge for the milk and open the lid on the milk to pour it in there, and that crap is already soggy.
I am untethered and my rage knows no bounds.
That's a problem for a cereal.
A huge problem.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Are there any other names on your mind as candidates for the Sabres? Alex Tuch was the so-called best free agent on the market, and we knew about him, and he's not even going to be a free agent officially, right? Because
I guess not.
He's got
no.
a contract.
Right. He didn't get to market. No.
Are there other players that you're sort of thinking about, either forward or defense, whether that's a free agent or because your focus is, and I'm not saying this is wrong. I sort of feel like I should be there too. Your focus is very much on the right now.
Right.
And we've talked about Matthew Nyes. We've talked a little bit about Jason Robertson. That would be amazing. Who else do we need? This Trocheck might have legs. That's not your favorite idea.
That's putting it lightly. I hate it. I just don't. It, at least independent of knowing what else is happening, I just don't really see a fit. He's a bottom six centerman, I think, at this point in his career. Good on draws, penalty killer. I mean, he was at 77 points 3 seasons ago, 59 2 seasons ago, he had 53 last year. But he's 32, and I don't think the foot speed is there for him to really fit in an important role on this team, a big role. Like he's not playing up anywhere up top. I don't think. I mean, I don't know. And it seems redundant with McLeod and
Valenstein?
No. The guy that Carrick that they got from the Rangers. Right. He's here. So I'm just not sure where that fits. I mean, if they want to replace Josh Norris, that's fine, but that's not Trocheck, I don't think, at this point in his career. So I'm not really seeing it. I'm not feeling it. Larkin, to me, still has to be at least an idea. Like, he's insisting on being traded. And I don't know how, cooperative. I mean, in the end, what we've seen is teams end up doing what the player wants. And so far, I mean, Larkin was ahead of Tkachuk to the market anyway. Like, he declared he wanted out. He was the first big name that really did that. Chuck never really did it, but it was happening. And then once it became known, he was out in a matter of hours. But Larkin is still out there. And I don't know, he's supposed to be good friends with Jack Eichel. He probably wants to go to Vegas. I mean, Florida can't fit him. And maybe, Larkin wouldn't want to come to Buffalo because he has a close relationship with Jack and what Jack's experience was here. And that's really ownership. More than it's, a new GM. So maybe the waters, that well might be poisoned. I don't know. But, that's worthy of the fourth overall pick to me, Larkin, in a second. So is Matthew Nyes. I don't think I got a lot of company there. I get the feeling Sabres fans either don't know who Matthew Nyes really is or they just hate him for reasons I can't really understand. But I'm telling you, maybe everyone will laugh at me because it's overpaying. I don't know. But I would spend the fourth round pick on a 23-year-old, 6'4", 230-pound winger who's got 30 goals in him. Like, in a second, for this team right now, I would do that. Maybe I wouldn't if I were, in a different spot. But I'm not. I'm in a cup contention spot, so I would. So those, that's a name that I'm thinking about still. But I don't know how likely any of that is. The vibe today very much feels like they're going to keep that pick.
Does it?
I thought Chad posited it, But that might just be trying to read Kekalainen, and Kekalainen might be playing cards. The whole thing might be, you know, just trying to, you know, behind closed doors get what he, you know, that's how it maybe should be. Not that he has to mislead everyone publicly. I don't know. I just, when that trade happened last night, it was a haul, but I'm the guy going, what is this doing for me now exactly? You know, which is why there's, to me, got to be a page two to it. And if there's not, then I don't know. Then I feel like I'm shopping for someone to replace Byram and hoping the kids can backfill talking. I just never where I wanted to end up. Trocheck's a veteran. I mean, they do need some older guys on the team. I just don't.
That's a trait for Kekalainen so far.
Yeah. I just don't know that it's
a deadline.
Sure, the man knows a lot more about building his team than I do. I just don't really see a fit. I don't see a need, nor a fit. Like, if there were a need, I could at least, okay, well, I understand you're trying to address that position. But I'd still be worried about the player's foot speed and whether he really is going to be something to like push you to the heights you reached last year. I don't see either. Which is what my problem is. But again, you know, I don't have access to the whole board. You know, is there a move here where they divest themselves of Norris's contract? I mean, they get out from under Norris's contract and bring in Trocheck, they're going to be at like $25 million in cap space.
Let's go.
And okay, what am I doing with that? What? I mean, there's not $25 million worth of free agents out there. I know that.
So not if they all want to go to Florida.
Then there's got to be other trades that are working or happening there, I think. I don't know. Maybe the big move is the one that I was sort of ruling out as soon as I saw the price tag associated with Jason Robertson. But maybe that's what they're working on. Mm. And that's the fourth overall pick and then some. And that's big money, but that's a player that's, I mean, he's not even, I don't even think he's in his prime. If he is, I mean, he scored 45 goals a year here. I don't think there's a handful of guys in the league over 3 years that have more goals than that guy.
He was the best player not picked for the Olympic team.
Okay, so.
You agree?
Him or Caulfield, sure. If you pull that off, and want to pay him $12.5 million, because I think that's what it would take. At his age, maybe that's a, you know, that's a more palatable deal than Tuck. So maybe that's a name that I should be, if I want big, and I want the fourth overall pick involved, and they're going to get Trocheck, maybe that's because McLeod is in the deal with the fourth overall pick and whatever else I got to mix in there, one of the kids maybe, to pry Jason Robertson away from Dallas. I just made myself into a much happier person.
Just had to let you go.
I just had to talk it out.
Is there speculation on him, like serious?
There has been. They already have a huge contract invested in Ratanen, and his name has just always come up as, are they going to be able to pay him what he wants? Do they want to get there? So, you know, if you can get the fourth overall pick and a player that can still help you now, maybe Dallas finds their way to it. But I don't know. Like, I think you should be asking the same question fans were asking here about Tuck. Like, why don't I want to pay this guy? He's great. Well, he's older. Robertson's not older.
26.
Like, yeah, and you can give him that big deal and I think feel, you know, pretty decent about it. So, I don't know. Maybe that's where they're going. You know,
why doesn't he show up on the Dallas SpotTrac page?
That's a great question.
He should, right?
I don't know.
He's not up.
He's an RFA. I think
that would explain it.
I want to make sure of that before I just leave it there. That'll take me a moment, I think.
So I'm not sure. He's not listed, so he might be a free agent, or at least a restricted free agent.
So that that's as big as it would get, I think. That's an idea that I like more than even Matthew Nyes, and you know how I feel about Matthew Nyes. Yeah, he's a restricted free agent. So that's, you know,
sign an offer sheet.
Well, it could be an offer sheet, but it's a trade for his rights and just give him what he wants, you know, is what that probably ends up being.
And if they say no, you can sign the offer sheet.
Yeah, right.
As long as you have the right draft pick.
Right.
For that, based on the dollars. Is that still the system? Like, the Sabres don't have, they have a new second round pick from last night, but they don't have their own. And I think the third as well, right? The third round, like they're thin. Yeah, the Rangers have the Sabres' third round pick.
Okay.
The Kings have the Sabres' second round pick, and that went, or the Leafs do, and that went through the Kings. Now this pick the Sabres have is pick 45 from Chicago, but that was the Islanders originally. There are lots of way more than football. Once you get to like at least the second round, I mean, maybe even past that, where these picks move around like three or four times, but like in advance of the draft. Football, you'll get that, maybe not to the same extent, but you'll get that at the draft.
I'm trying to see. Well, he's an RFA, so I don't think it matters. If you had trade protection, well, it might last until July 1st, I guess, because he's still technically Dallas property. But I can't. I'm looking for that, and I'm not seeing it in the place I usually see it on my SpotTrack page. And so I don't know if he has any say in where he goes. Doing the Google search. I mean, I don't know, the Chat GPT and all this stuff. I'm seeing here that his camp is looking for $14 million a year,
mm-hmm.
which is Drysdale contract money. That's a whopper. But Benson is seven. They got 21 right now. Benson is seven. just have enough to do that and only that, probably. That's be the end of it for them. With the cap room they currently have, if they were to go all the way to $14 million.
Robertson.
Yeah.
Fun times.
Oof, man, yeah. Well, that's an idea that, I'll float around on that for a little while.
I want to hang out with the draft into Friday evening with the draft pick. I want to take it to Friday. Let's make this good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If it ends up being traded, and it would be a pretty big deal, it would have to be, then so be it. It would make sense if it ends up being one of these trades you're campaigning for. I want to last until Friday. I've been asking a lot. I've gotten a lot. Last night was perfect. Okay, now we have that today.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten a lot, and I'm happy about it. But I'd like to get to Friday night with that pick. Start talking about some of the players.
Mm-hmm.
Give me this Viggo Bjork. I want to know more about Viggo Bjork.
He's tiny.
A small center.
Great.
With a great name.
Great.
Such a name that I would maybe want him to put his first name on his jersey. Viggo.
Mm-hmm.
We need a Viggo around here, don't we? I think so.
You might. Yeah, I don't know.
Although Bjork is still good.
Yeah, Bjork is good. I don't know. I'm not. It's one name. First thing I wrote, oh, he's undersized. Okay, no. I got all these guys. Kulik's thicker. Like, he's not. But the Hellenius and Austin look like they weigh like 170 pounds soaking wet. I don't need another tiny forward. I don't think. I don't know. This is my first reaction to one guy in the draft.
Malhotra.
I could get there on that idea.
Chase Reed, defenseman. BetOnline has odds, wouldn't you know it, on slots for the top, at least the top four picks, probably more than that. What have I got here? Top six. And the favorite to be the fourth pick as of this morning is Chase Reed.
Sault Ste. Marie.
Sault Ste. Marie, defenseman.
Yep.
First is McKenna. minus 5,000, so that's happening. Second is Stenberg, minus 200. Third, and Reed is the second choice. It's got to be because of the teams.
Yeah, I think it's possible San Jose just picks the best defenseman and lets Stenberg go to Vancouver. Then Vancouver, you know, things could get dicey there. If they want to draft their new coach's son, they could probably do pretty well moving back just a couple of spots or even one spot to let somebody draft Stenberg. Because he's thought to be the second best player in the draft with no real, I shouldn't say it like there's no competition, but there's only been two guys talked about as being deserving for the top pick and then everybody else. So Stenberg's one of those guys. If he were available beyond two, teams might pay.
Word four.
Right.
Would he be somebody, how much do you know? Would he be somebody that would play this year?
I think so, yes.
And that might be the whole two guys, maybe. Well, yeah. It could be others. But.
I have not. Yeah, I mean, nobody thought Zach Benson was going to play when he played. But, you know, and I got people, you know, because I've been saying a lot, like the fourth pick doesn't help me this year. Well, what about Zach Benson? Zach Benson had 28 points as a rookie and 30 in his second year. So, like,
no.
That's not.
He was not the fourth
pick. It's not a good example of, like, why you should count on it. But I feel like, I've not read any other bios on any of these guys, which admittedly I started doing this morning at about 3:45 when I woke up and saw there was not another trade yet. And I was like, okay, well, I'm up. All right, let's start looking at draft guys. And I do not see ready to step into the NHL in any other guy's bio.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that has to be it, but usually, you know, we'll get that into a, you know, a paragraph about a guy if it's believed he can make the jump right away.
Third, Malhotra. Fourth, Reed. Fifth, Carson Carrolls. Sixth, Viggo Bjork. B-J-O-R-C-K. Even.
Which rankings are these? Is this
Bet Online.
Okay. Oh, the order. Okay, the draft order. The wagers. Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
Where's Verhoef?
He is 14-1 to be picked third. That's Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
He is 12-1 to be picked fourth. That's us.
Mm-hmm.
8-1 fifth. Plus 375, 15-4, so almost 4-1 sixth. Is he your favorite?
I just think there's the connection to James Patrick, which means there's a connection to Lindy Ruff to an extent to me, is all. So that was it. I read a bio on him today. You know, big, just sounds like somebody that is going to be a top pair or top four, certainly, guy. But again, not likely that happens right away. But that's still, you know, it is notable to me. I mean, they don't have anyone ready to step in, but they've got guys. They've got a college defenseman and Mertka that are maybe like, you know, a year away, 2 years. So it's not like they got to necessarily fill in that pipeline. But the forwards, they're still so flush with these guys that are – they're all going to be here probably now. So you might need to replenish that too.
We'll see what happens. Chad DeDominicis, expected Buffalo, weighed in with us earlier today. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, that's next. This is WGR.